Head coach Derek Keenan joins us now. Derek, how are you?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
I am very well.
Good.
I guess, first of all, your thoughts when you're playing this, like, I know you play back-to-back in the NLL sometimes, but rarely three. Like, how much schematic or system can you change in lacrosse from game to game?
A fair amount, actually, especially given, if the finals, for instance, did go three games and it's 2 out of 3, I'm pretty sure it would be on 3 weekends. So you'd have a whole week to make adjustments, and whether they're lineup or schematics or, defensive adjustments or offensive adjustments, so there would be a fair amount. I mean, there's just like any sport now, the study of film is important, and it's readily available. So we take advantage of it, as all teams do. So certainly there would be lots of room for adjustment, I believe, in a series like that.
Derek, your team has they still have something to play for in the standings. You got a big win in Minnesota with your backup goaltender who came in and ignited your offense with 3 assists.
Yeah, he played real well. I mean, he hadn't played really very few minutes this year. I think he got in one game earlier, maybe two, for limited minutes, and made a couple real nice plays. And, the pass he made to Corbeil was, just awesome. He let him run underneath it, and Chris finished on the breakaway. So, he played well. I mean, they're a hard team to play against, too. I know they're a 5-12 team, but they're super athletic, and it was a track meet, for 4 quarters. It was up and down, real fast pace. And they had a good lineup, too. They had a couple guys that had been injured most of the season were back. And so it was a good test for us, and I thought we responded quite well.
You go in now the final weekend of the season. You rested Aaron Bold this past weekend. I'm assuming with the bye, you're definitely going to go back to him. Will you go with your playoff roster this weekend?
Yeah, I hope to. We do have a couple little scrapes here that we wouldn't mind getting healed up if we can. So we'll definitely put a Bold back in and then see how guys are feeling later this week. For the most, be pretty close to, I think, what we're going to use a couple weeks down the road. So we have to be careful of that, though, because, we're going to have that bye, and we have to make sure that we're prepared, of course. And a lot of that's up to the guys to make sure they stay sharp in terms of their fitness and keeping their sticks in their hands and things like that, which most of them do anyway. So, we'll be close to that. But like I said, if we can take care of a couple minus scrapes too and make sure guys are healthy for that first playoff weekend, we'll be better off.
Derek, when you acquired Matt Dinsdale, you're bringing in some guy for depth. Well, he's played so well, you released Corey Conway, and he's become a pretty important part of your offense and even your transition game since you acquired him.
He really has. He's been, I can't say enough about how he's played for us. I mean, he's been great. He's given us exactly what we needed there. He plays inside. He every goal he scored, with the exception, he got a nice power play goal the other night. He'd been right on top of the crease, in the hard areas. And he gets to the middle hard. He goes to the net hard. He's quick. He's very responsible getting back in transition. And he's been good. I mean, he's been, he's really given us another option there in terms of being a threat, especially without the ball. And he's been real solid for us.
Derek, your offense, of course, lots of records, opportunities to break in different roles. Mark Matthews can become only the 8th player ever to have 50 and 100. That's 50 goals, 100 points. He just needs one goal, which, he hasn't gone goalless since he came in the league. So I would think that's pretty easy for him to get. Robert Church, 3 goals. You become the first team ever to have 3 40-goal scorers. You're already the first team to have 4 35-goal scorers. Are you surprised at just how much more dynamic your offense is this year compared to last?
No, because I think these guys are growing, they're more mature, and they've grown together, and each of them gets better every year. And then, of course, you add a kid like McIntosh, who as a rookie has contributed probably even more than we thought he would. And you know, each one of those guys you mentioned, they've all gotten better. Zach Greer's having his best year yet, and you know, of course, Mark and Robert. And then, as I said, you throw Ben in there, who has an exceptional rookie season. I'm not that surprised, because I, you know, it's just kind of the natural growth of a player that, as long as they stay to it and they stay on top of fitness and you know, continue to work within the system too, and buy into what we're trying to do, and buy into adjustments that we make along the way. And all these guys have done that. And I think some of the unsung guys too, that create a lot of space, like your Lowens and Melnicks and Jared Davises and guys like that help these guys to get to those spaces and get to areas that allow them to score goals and make plays is a big part of it as well.
Robert Church, you know, 92 points, Derek, in only his second season in the league. Like, I know when you drafted him, expected him to make an impact, but what has been the biggest improvement in his game this year?
Confidence is one. Confidence is a big thing in our league, and again, that goes with growth. His shooting's been better. He's been way more selective. He's changed his shots up quite a bit. He's really paid attention to shooting plans. I think his footwork's better. He's able to create shooting and passing lanes better. You know, just another year experience. And I think confidence is a big, big factor. You know, he understands that. And if you look at him historically, his career, you know, in junior and in college, you know, he produced consistently. So it was really just a matter of time. I mean, I don't know if I expect him to get 92 points in his second year, but as I said, he's progressed really well, and with confidence, I think, being a big, big part of it.
You want to go into the playoffs on a roll. Colorado's a team you could meet in the West Final, of course. They host the semifinal. You've had success against them, although... So what's your game plan this weekend, Derek? What do you feel are the areas that your team needs to sharpen up on going into the postseason?
Well, the last few weeks we haven't really put together 60 minutes, and we had a big lead again in the fourth. Going into the fourth, it didn't really get out of hand in terms of, you know, I think they got within four, and that's kind of where it stayed. But you know, at the same time, it was a up and down game. So I think they may have kind of had their spell in the third quarter where they ran out of gas a bit, and then we might have had ours in the fourth. So. That 60 minutes, I think, is really important. And I think, you know, we have to prepare, you know, if we do meet Colorado. You know, last game out, Adam Jones had 7 goals on it. So we can't allow that to happen. You know, we need to take care of him. And they got a lot of weapons on offense, but I think he's there, you know, with John Grant, you know, still producing as he always has. But I think, you know, Adam Jones, he's got 49 goals, and he's played, you know, I think he's missed a few games. So, on a goal per game or a per game basis, he has the most goals in the league. So we got to take care of him a lot better than we did last time out. And again, I think it's just putting together that full 60-minute for the going forward into the playoffs, I think, is really important.
Your special teams, are you happy with where they're at, penalty kill and your power play?
Yeah, I think so. I think our power play has gotten better the last 2 weeks. I think we were 2 for 3 2 weeks ago. We haven't had a lot of them. I think we were either 2 for 2 or 3 for 3 on the weekend. I can't remember. But, you know, pretty good. You know, they had a 5-on-3 power play against us, which is pretty tough to defend against. I think that was the only power play goal they had on the weekend. So, yeah, pretty pleased with it. I mean, again, a lot of times your penalty killing is your goaltending, that's for sure. And of course, that's been solid. So, we seem to, I like mixing it up on our power play with Robert at the top or Mark at the top. It seems to be a good change up when we do that. So, but yeah, they've been pretty good. And, you know, I think our 6-on-5 play, both ends, has been pretty good when we've needed it. So I think we had another 6-on-5 goal on the weekend. And, those are kind of things that really, when it comes to playoff and one goal games, a lot of times are important to execute on those as well.
One thing I want, you've allowed 10 shorthanded goals against. Now, you know, other teams have allowed more, but New England, Vancouver, Minnesota, all those teams right now currently out of the playoffs. When you go back and break down those films, what do you make of allowing the goals shorthanded? What has to change?
Yeah, it's too many. You know, we talked about this one prior to our game on the weekend, and I asked the guys, you know, how many do you think we had last year after 18 games? And course, they didn't know the answer. we only had three against last year in 18 games, and going into the weekend, we had nine against. So that's a big difference in terms of your consistency and, you know, and your record. And then when you look at, you know, a lot of close one-goal games, and some of it's transition. You know, I think Colorado had one last week in transition. The one this week was a settled goal, which we kind of just had a breakdown, and just communication, and that's how to get better. Those are the things that in playoffs have to get better. So we'll be focused on it this weekend in Colorado.
Well, Derek, continued success in leading into the final game of the season. I guess I want to ask you, because a lot of those records are team records as far as, you know, 40 goal scorers, 35 goal scorers, anything like that. Is that something you bring up for your guys to motivate them to say, hey, let's set some team records?
No, not really, no. I mean, we would have liked to have captured, I think, in terms of a team record, the most important one to our group, I think, is the goals. And we'd have to have a real good game this weekend to get ahead of Rochester. But it's doable. I mean, I think we're 5 or 6 goals behind, so that's one that I think is really important to us. I mean, I think we had it the last couple of years. So, you know, we'll try and do our best to shut them down this week and then see what happens with Rochester. I think they're similar. So, but that's one that I think we would really like to capture for sure.
The other one you could catch, the best goal for differential, which you guys are currently plus 61. The league record's plus 63.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I mean, we that's one we've been good at too the last few years, and you know, it certainly shows that you're a pretty strong team and you're pretty consistent throughout the season.
Well, Derek, best of luck Saturday. Fans can watch it on TSN Saturday night when you're in Denver. Appreciate your. Oh yeah, the tiebreaker. If Rochester and you win and Toronto loses, and then the three teams are all 13-5, do you win that tiebreaker?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if it's you and Toronto straight up, you don't.
That's right. And if it were Rochester and us that, say, for instance, we made it to the final, we were fortunate enough through that, and Toronto didn't make it, meaning Rochester, Buffalo, we would have home floor in that in the final.
Okay. So, yeah, the only way you don't have home floor in the finals is if Toronto. But if you can win and Toronto loses this weekend, then you'd have it all the way.
Correct, yeah.
All right. Well, something else to play for. Appreciate your time.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jason.